exit legifer noster, expectatio gentium, et salvatore arum, veni ad salvandum nos, Domine Deus noster. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let your face shine on us, O God, and we shall be saved. O come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. O come, desire of nations, bind in one the hearts of all humankind. O bid our sad division cease, and be for us our King of Peace. O come, O dayspring from on high, and cheer us by your drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. O come, O key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. O come, O flower of Jesse's stem, from every foe deliver them, that trust your mighty power to save, and give them victory o'er the grave. O come, great Lord of might, who to your tribes on Sinai's height, in ancient times once gave the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. O come, O wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. Sound the trumpet in Zion, for the day of Adonai is near. Behold, God is coming to save us. Alleluia, alleluia. Adonai, to the one who will reign, come and be my companion. We will undo selfishness and sin. The Spirit will bring from Zion the power and strength to save, love changing foes into friends. Precious from the day of your birth on the holy mountain, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The promise holds true forever. Your ministry is loving kindness, a priest like Melchizedek of old. Companions of the Most High are ready to liberate all who suffer from evil. The one who calls us to justice invites us to join in the struggle, enlightening all unaware of the truth. drink from streams of living water. Lift up your head and celebrate the feast. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Sound the trumpet in Zion, for the day of Adonai is near. Behold, God is coming to save us. Alleluia, alleluia. Behold, the desire of all nations shall come, and the house of the Lord shall be filled with glory. Alleluia. I will give you glory, O sovereign God. I will bless your name forever. I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. Adonai is great and worthy of praise. Such greatness can never be measured. Age to age proclaims your works, recounts your mighty deeds, tells of your splendor and glory, and all of your wonderful works. They reveal your awesome power and tell of your marvelous deeds. They recall your abundant goodness, joyfully sing and ring out your justice. Adonai is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is Adonai to all, compassionate to every creature. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Behold, the desire of all nations shall come, and the house of the Lord shall be filled with glory. Alleluia. The rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. Come, O Lord, do not delay. Alleluia. All your creatures shall thank you, Adonai, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. Let them make known to all your might and your glorious reign. Your dominion lasts forever, your rule for all generations. You are faithful in all your words and loving in all your deeds. You support those who have fallen and raise all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hand to feed all living things. Most just in all your ways, most loving in every deed, you are near to all who call, who cry out from their hearts. You grant them their desires, hear their cry and save them. You protect and keep alive all who strive to love. Let me sing the praise of my love. Let all creatures bless the holy name, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. Come, O Lord, do not delay. Alleluia. A reading from the letter of James. Be patient, my brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmers await the precious yield of the soil. They look forward to it patiently, while the soil receives the winter and the spring rains. You too must be patient. Steady your hearts, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. Behold, the judge stands at the gate. Thanks be to God. Do not weep, city of Jerusalem, for Adonai is grieved over you, and God will take away all your troubles. Do not weep, city of Jerusalem, for Adonai is grieved over you, and God will take away all your troubles. See, Adonai is coming, the Holy One with a mighty arm, and God will take away all your troubles. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. Do not weep, city of Jerusalem, for Adonai is grieved over you, and God will take away all your troubles. O Emmanuel, our sovereign and lawgiver, the expectation of all nations, and the one who saves them, come to save us all, O Adonai our God. My heart is radiant with Adonai, my whole being delights in God my Savior. O people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Emmanuel, our sovereign and lawgiver, the expectation of all nations, and the one who saves them. Come to save us all, O Adonai our God.
Let us call on the Beloved, the happiness of all who wait for God's reign. Come, O love, do not delay. Let the day come when any who suffer will find your compassion. Let the day come when all poverty will find your riches. Let the day come when all who mourn will find your consoling touch. Let the day come when our many paths will find your welcoming embrace. Let the day come when our work repairing the earth will find your new creation. Let the day come when our hope and joy will find fulfillment in your presence.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God, you fulfilled your promise to be with us in Jesus, our Emmanuel. His way of living among us reveals that your will can indeed be done on earth as it is in heaven. His way of loving is the hope and expectation of all nations. As we prepare our homes and tables for sharing the coming feast, may we prepare our hearts to receive His Spirit so that we can share His life and love with all your people. We ask this in the name of our Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the one who makes peace to rain down from the heights shower us and all on earth with wisdom and compassion. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to Him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. We ask, O God, that we who have been privileged to receive the good news of the incarnation of Christ your Son may be prepared through his passion and cross to approach also the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.